From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Madeline Baxter with this news. A federal judge has ruled in favor of green groups challenging the largest Tungus timber sale in decades. U.S. District Judge Sharon L. Gleason's Wednesday decision keeps in place her injunction blocking the first phase of a 15-year plan to open up more than 23,000 acres on Prince of Wales Island to old-growth logging. Oral arguments last month pitted the U.S. Justice Department versus Juneau-based Earth Justice attorneys. Government lawyers argued the project is needed to sustain the local timber industry. But the environmentalists' lawsuit alleged the Forest Service didn't offer site-specific information on where logging would occur. The judge agreed. She wrote in her 50-page decision that the federal agency violated multiple federal laws and was inconsistent with the agency's 2016 Tungus Forest Plan because it didn't offer specific information on what would be logged. But the judge stopped short of completely throwing out the project, allowing the Forest Service to file an additional brief. That's because the Forest Service argued cutting off the timber supply would harm business in the region. Messages left with Earth Justice, the U.S. Forest Service, and Alaska Forest Association weren't immediately returned. On the same day that Governor Mike Dunleavy signed an emergency disaster declaration in order to free up resources to help the state prepare for coronavirus, the Alaska legislature voted to approve more than $4 million in state funding to respond to the disease. The legislature sped up the normal budget process for the emergency funds, passing the money 9 days after Governor Mike Dunleavy said he would ask for it. Senate President Kathy Geisel.
What you see today is the legislature, the Senate leading the way to act nimbly to provide the funding that our healthcare professionals need.
The legislature also voted to authorize the state to receive $9 million in federal money to respond to the virus and reduce the risk of an outbreak. The money includes funds for five public health nurses, three infectious disease specialists, an emergency management specialist, and a microbiologist. The Senate Finance Committee added the money to a mental health budget bill that was already making its way through the legislature. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman said this helped speed up the process.
Well, today you could see that the legislature can take pretty fast action when we need to. And clearly with the impact of this virus in Washington state and its proximity to Alaska, we need to respond and be ready quickly.
All senators present voted for the funding. The House voted 36-2 for the bill. Wasilla Republican David Eastman and North Pole Republican Mike Prax voted no. Eastman said the money should have been included in a separate bill. Administration officials and legislators have said more money could be budgeted as the needs caused by the pandemic become clearer. When Juneau residents learned that Holland America's cruise ship, the Westerdam, would be arriving in Juneau early to wait for the start of the summer season, the reaction was immediate. City leaders say they received hundreds of emails and phone calls from the public. People wanted to know why the ship was coming here, what it would do once it arrived, how the city could be sure that there were no cases of COVID-19 on board. So, the city held a public meeting to address those concerns. At a special Juneau Assembly meeting Monday night, a panel of public health experts and cruise officials tried to address as many of the outstanding questions about the Westerdam and the upcoming cruise season as possible. In February, the Westerdam was turned away from multiple Asian ports, not because there were any confirmed cases of COVID-19 on board, but because countries were reacting to news of the Diamond Princess, which was at the time a floating quarantine off the coast of Japan. Ralph Samuels is an executive with Holland America. He told the assembly that the only Westerdam passenger who tested positive for coronavirus was an 83-year-old woman. The company believes it was a false positive, because as soon as that happened, they tested every single passenger and crew member on board.
She tested negative a couple days after that and proceeded to test negative every time. There were 2,257 people. They all got tested. There was one positive for 2 days.
That was more than a month ago. The Westerdam is now crossing the Pacific. It's scheduled to reach Honolulu next week, where it will stop for customs and to resupply before continuing on to Alaska. Some crew members got off the ship in the Philippines, but the remaining people have not left the boat since February 19th, when the last passengers left.
So this crew, by the time the crew gets to Juneau, they will have all been tested and all been on the ship for a month.
The ship will dock at the private AJ dock, which Holland America partially owns. The dock does not have hookups for electricity like the Franklin dock, so the ship will run on fuel while it's in port. For the roughly 3 weeks it's in Juneau, the ship will be hooked up to city water and pump out gray water, non-hazardous runoff from sinks and showers. They're not planning to pump any sewage into the city's system. As for trash, that's going to get offloaded in Honolulu. Samuel says Holland America was not happy to learn its ships and those of other companies have been dumping trash in Juneau's landfill. The crew will be allowed off the boat in Juneau. Here's Samuels again.
We've had a lot of really good offers from people here that they kind of want to be, we're a welcoming committee before the hubbub of the summer gets going and get to show off their town to these folks that have been bobbing around the sea for quite some time.
City Manager Rory Watt says as far as the upcoming cruise season goes, there's still a lot of unknowns. That includes how travel warnings from federal officials about taking cruises will impact business. As of now, dozens of ships are expected to bring 1.4 million passengers to Juneau this summer.
The Westerdam will leave, and around a week and a half after that, the first ship of the season is scheduled to arrive, I think on April 24th, by the latest schedule. And that April 24th date is coming very fast.
The city is discussing many possible scenarios with federal and state partners, including whether it would be possible to close the port to prevent the arrival of a ship carrying coronavirus. Mike Tibbles with Cruise Lines International Association Alaska also spoke at the meeting. He says the industry is continuing to update its prevention policies according to directions from national and international health agencies. That includes things like pre-screening passengers based on recent travel history and any existing symptoms prior to their trips.
All CLIA members are required to have medical professionals on board and available 24/7. All CLIA members are also required to have a well-equipped health facility which meets certain guidelines, and those guidelines include the ability to isolate passengers.
Bartlett Regional Hospital has stocked up on extra supplies and is preparing to respond to a potential coronavirus outbreak locally. Even still, Watt says many what-ifs remain as cruise season approaches.
We are not ready today like we need to be ready on April 24th. We are not.
The Grand Princess regularly visits Juneau and is due to arrive May 12th. That ship is now quarantined in Oakland, California, after a number of passengers tested positive for COVID-19. Princess Cruises canceled their next scheduled sailing to Hawaii. The company has not yet said whether the ship's Alaska season will go on as planned. And Sea Alaska Heritage Institute and the University of Alaska Southeast announced a scholarship program aimed at getting more native language teachers into Southeast communities. If all goes as planned, 8 more scholars will be selected this summer and enrolled in the fall into the second year of the immersive program. Come 2022, a total of 16 people should be certified by the state. 16 teachers might not sound like a lot, but Lee Kadinger, Chief Operating Officer at Sea Alaska Heritage Institute, says,
average one teacher has 20 students approximately, so you're looking at 320 students impacted annually. You look at that over a 10-year time period, that's 3,200 youths that could be trained to learn their native languages. It is a crucial foundation for the building blocks of growing the language and having that spread to thousands.
Only about 1 in 10 Alaska Native students in Southeast Alaska have access to an educator who teaches their language. Tom Thornton, UAS Dean of Arts and Sciences, says these languages are considered endangered.
That simply means that they're not being reproduced by parents in the homes to their children, except in exceptional circumstances. And so you need to do something more radical to regenerate speakers.
SHI is providing the bulk of the funding through a U.S. Department of Education grant. $1.9 million will go to the university to fund the scholarship program, which covers tuition, room, board, and part-time employment. Thornton says it's hard to predict if this scholarship program will be a one-off or ongoing because of budget uncertainty, but he says it is part of the university's long-standing commitment to build up its native language offerings. Throughout the program, the recipients are expected to host community language learning sessions and work in classrooms and at community organizations. Checking in on weather, it's currently 29 degrees with light snow at the Juneau International Airport. Tonight, scattered snow showers, mainly before 7 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 24 degrees. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Madeline Baxter.